Good evening. This is Radio Nepal. I'm Deependra Silwal with the news. The headlines first. Rate of corona infection is steadily increasing. 559 people infected and 13 deaths reported in last 24 hours. Experts advise government to continue schools with strict health safety measures despite rise in corona infection. Lawmakers draw government's attention to various contemporary issues, and migrant boat capsize kills 34 migrants off coast of Djibouti in Africa. Now the news in detail. In the meeting of the House of Representatives today, lawmakers have drawn the attention of the government to various contemporary issues. Speaking in today's House meeting, Nepali Congress MP Pradeep Giri suggested constituting national consensus government to avoid political crisis in the country. Likewise, CPN UML MP Mani Chaudhary drew the attention of government for solving the land-related problems of farmers, warning that the land-related problems might lead to farmers' uprising. Similarly, CPN Mao Centre lawmaker Sakti Bahadur Basnet said his party had not withdrawn the support to the incumbent government for the protection of the parliament. Speaking at the special hour of the House meeting, the lawmakers also drew the attention of the government regarding delay in Citizenship Act, increasing prices of consumer goods, and ongoing forest fires at various places in the country. Meanwhile, the House meeting reshuffled the name in the Work Advisory Committee and approved the proposal presented by Speaker Sapkuta on reshuffling members in the various House committees. On the occasion, Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Minister Leela Nath Shrestha presented the annual report of the National Information Commission for the last fiscal year on behalf of Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli. The Supreme Court has given a verdict that proposed judge in the Supreme Court, Nahakul Subedi, has the required qualifications for the recommended post. The single bench of Justice Tej Bahadur KC today gave the verdict that proposed Justice Subedi had served as a joint secretary in judicial service and had worked as the Chief Justice of High Court, and the accumulative work experience meets the required qualification. The Ministry of Health and Population has reported 559 new coronavirus infection cases in the country in the last 24 hours. The ministry said 496 infections were confirmed via PCR test and 63 infections were confirmed by antigen test. Similarly, 138 people have recovered from the infection in the same period. The ministry has also reported 13 corona-related deaths today. This has pushed Nepal's corona-related death toll to 3,053. Meanwhile, experts have suggested adopting precautions as new variant of COVID-19 are more severe than their earlier variants. Likewise, stakeholders have suggested the government not to close schools in the name of avoiding the risk of COVID-19 infections. Taking part in a consultative meeting held at the Ministry of Education, Science and Technology today, they advised running schools by adopting maximum precaution against the infection. President of Municipalities Association of Nepal, Asok Kumar Bainzu Shrestha, said the federal government should leave the topic of whether or not to close schools to the local government. National Examination Board Chairperson Professor Dr. Chandramani Porel said the decision regarding closing schools and educational institutions should be taken in a reason-specific manner as the COVID-19 risk is not the same in all places. The Metropolitan Traffic Police Division has launched a public awareness campaign bearing in mind the second wave of global COVID-19 infections. The campaign aimed to prevent and control the infection was launched today in coordination with transport entrepreneurs. Traffic Police Division Chief Zanak Batroy said the theme of the campaign is traffic police wish for healthy and safe travel. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Kyo bhai, mail audesha bhaneko yettika ber bhaisakyo. Adhi ghanta matra baki cha presentation lai. Ke tarika ho yo?
Tara upload bhai nai racha. 20 minute hun lagyo file attach hun lagyo. 40% matra bhaye cha.
Yesto super fast jamana ma kasuwa talle huncha ta bhai.
Yeti fast kasari?
Hello ji, yo ho Nepal Telecom ko 4G.
Kaam ramro garera matra hudaina. Gareko kaam lai sahi thau ma ra sahi samay ma dekhauna saknu केही भन्न खोजेको हो भाई
ए होइन थ्याङ्क यू सर 4G को लागि
थ्याङ्क्स मलाई होइन नेपाल टेलिकमलाई देऊ
हेलो जी यो हो नेपाल टेलिकम को 4G
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज द मिनिस्ट्री अफ होम अफेयर्स एन्ड इन The Internal Affairs and Law Ministry of Kentucky Province have organized a province-level security seminar. Chief District Officers, along with the chiefs of security bodies of all districts in the province, are attending the meeting. The seminar, which began at the presence of Home Minister Ram Bahadur Thapa and Kentucky Province Chief Minister Prithvi Subba Gurung, is expected to formulate security strategy based on the analysis from the districts. Nepali Congress Central Working Committee's meeting set for today has been rescheduled for the 18th of April. A press release issued by party's Chief Secretary Krishna Prasad Porel today says the meeting has been postponed due to demise of party leader Govindaraj Porel. The World Bank has projected Nepal's economy to grow by 2.7% in fiscal year 2021. Releasing the Nepal Development Update report today, the World Bank has said the growth will be driven primarily by services as social distancing measures continue to be relaxed and vaccines rolled out has been laid for priority groups. Denying the possibility of the revival of tourism industry at present, the World Bank projects the growth in agriculture sector, citing favorable monsoon. The World Bank report states that export competitiveness can be a key to Nepal's green, resilient and inclusive recovery. In the report, the World Bank further says Nepal's untapped export potential is estimated to be around $9.2 billion, 12 times its actual annual merchandise exports. You are listening to Read in Nepal's English News. Now some international updates. The International Organization for Migration, IOM, has confirmed that 34 migrants got drowned on Monday after their boat capsized off the coast of Djibouti, the second such accident in just over a month. An IOM official in Djibouti told media in condition of anonymity that the boat capsized in rough seas around 4 a.m. after leaving Yemen with around 60 passengers on board. There were many children among the bodies found, the first official said, adding that the survivors were receiving treatment from the IOM and local authorities. India has reported a code 168,912 COVID-19 infections overnight. As per the data from the Indian Health Ministry, India has overtaken Brazil to become the second most coronavirus-affected country in the world. Yesterday, India reported 904 corona-related deaths, taking the total to more than 170,000. Globally, more than 136.75 million people have been infected with the virus. Data analyst Worldometer reports more than 2.95 million deaths across the world. Now, general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas and mainly fair in the rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Rate of corona infection is steadily increasing, 559 people infected and 13 deaths reported in the last 24 hours. Experts advise government to continue schools with strict health safety measures despite rise in corona infection. Lawmakers draw government's attention to various contemporary issues and migrant boat capsize kills 34 migrants off coast of Djibouti in Africa. That's the end of news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next bulletin in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.